Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Myanmar's election returns trickle in. Myanmar's election, or rather National League for Democracy Party, accused the Union Election Commission Tuesday of intentionally delaying the release of parliamentary election results. Those few results that have been released show the NLD with a huge lead over the ruling Union Solidarity Development Party, which is backed by the military. The Russian government says allegations that its athletes were part of widespread doping and efforts to cover it up are groundless. A Kremlin spokesman says the evidence has not been presented to back the claims. Monday, a World Anti-Doping Agency issued a report implicating athletes, coaches, trainers, doctors, and various Russian institutions, including the country's anti-doping agency and a laboratory in Moscow, in the scandal. A top United Nations official says Burundi is at a tipping point of descending into mass violence. In a speech Monday, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Raad al-Hussein, urged the UN Security Council to act. He said at least 240 people have been killed in Burundi since anti-government protests began in April, and blamed most of the violence on police, intelligence agents, and the ruling party's militia. He noted that some government opponents are also killing people. The European Union criticized Turkey in a report Tuesday, saying the country has shortcomings in its democratic standards and has regressed on freedoms of expression and assembly. The report on Turkey's possible membership in the EU was held until after elections earlier this month that returned President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party to a majority in parliament. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron called Tuesday for the European Union to make a number of reforms ahead of his country's referendum on whether to leave the 28-nation bloc. Among the demands are protections for the one-third of EU nations that do not use the euro currency.
If we vote to leave, then we will leave. There'll not be another renegotiation and another referendum. So I say to my European counterparts with whom I'm negotiating, this is our only chance to get this right for Britain and for the whole European Union.
Mr. Cameron said if the EU becomes a single currency club, then it would not be the one for Britain. Slovenia plans to build obstacles on its border with Croatia in advance of an expected new spike in migrants bound for northern Europe this week. But Prime Minister Mira Cerar insists that its frontier will remain open. He said at this moment about 30,000 immigrants are on their way towards Slovenia. The International Criminal Court is holding a two-day hearing on the health of former Ivorian leader Laurent Gbagbo, whose trial in The Hague has been postponed until January. Lisa Bryant reports.
Former President Laurent Gbagbo and Ivorian militia leader Charles Blé Goudé were both supposed to stand trial at the International Criminal Court on Tuesday. Instead, the court is holding a closed hearing as experts testify about Gbagbo's health. Both Gbagbo and Blé Goudé face crimes against humanity charges linked to Ivory Coast post-election violence in 2010 and 2011. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The Central African Republic has set December 27th as the new date for presidential and legislative elections. Officials say a second round of elections would be held if necessary January 31st. The vote will be preceded by a December 13th referendum on proposed changes to the Constitution, including a clause that would limit future presidents to 2 5-year terms in office. Russia hopes a second round of talks on Syria will come up with an agreed-upon list of terrorist groups operating in the country. The second round of talks are scheduled for Saturday in Geneva. Speaking Tuesday in Sochi, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said such a list is necessary so that no one has any doubt in regard to the orientation of one or another armed group in Syria. The U.S. Justice Department Tuesday said it is appealing a court ruling that blocked President Barack Obama's plan to shield as many as 5 million illegal immigrants from being deported. The country's top law enforcement agency said it disagrees with a court decision Monday against an executive order issued a year ago that will ask the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the ruling. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.